You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Thank you.
promised God that I would let my little light shine. Yes, sir, light of mine. Yes, I will let it shine.
Preaching for the money, and I care for the soul. Jimmy, you can't beat my back the way you used to. It's hard to know the same thing, but I couldn't do it if I moved away. Jesus,
Jesus, pick you up
in the history.
Jesus, pick you up
in the history. Yes, he will.
Jesus, pick you up.
Oh, I feel good. Should ever happen in the history. If the Lord has to reach with down on your soul to touch your life, to touch your heart, to touch your mind, make everything all right. We can't let you know till we pick you up. Can't nobody do
you
like Jesus can. Just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a heart sister. He can be a heart sister. He can be a mama leader. Said yes to we. Said yes to we. Said yes to we. I know here we. I know here we. I know here we. I know here we. Can I get one with you? Can I get one with you? Can I get one with you? I know here we.
Oh, honey, rock, honey, rock, honey, rock. happiness never touched. Honey in the rock, good old honey in the rock, God it is, honey in the rock, sweet to see, good enough for me, God it is, honey in the rock.
Gospel music at its best. Welcome to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. It's 29 minutes after the hour on a wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory through songs and the Word of God. That's the late, great Javi Watkins Sr. along with the Canton Spirituals. He will make a way. When nobody else can, Jesus can. Somebody said Jesus, huh? All right, well, I'm your host, the Anointed One, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you once again for catching the wave. Look, we're going to continue with more great gospel music. You can feel free to lock in right here on our website, nfiradio.com, or you can listen to us on 347-215-8049. That's our hotline number where you can listen to us with your mobile phone. It's always our pleasure. Want to thank you again so much for catching the wave. The old, the new, quartet and contemporary gospel music, all just for you. Now, back with more great gospel music.
By the river, let's go down. Whoa, let's go down.
Yeah.
minute, on their way down to the river, they had to go down to a neighborhood. There were so many people in the road that day. Those that didn't go to church come to the door and looking around and said, where are all these people coming from? Where are they going? Somebody said, well, meet me down. Let's go down.
what I'm getting ready to. I'm on a call every day of the week. When I call your name, baby, you got the victory. You ought to get up on your feet. Email, text somebody. Say, that's my day. I said, I got the victory. I said, somebody got it on Monday. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Tuesday. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Wednesday. Somebody got it on Thursday. Do you know your day? Do you know your day? Somebody got it on Friday. Somebody got it on Saturday. Sunday. But the Lord laid his hands on me. He touched me on the crown of my head. It ran all the way down to the soles of my feet. My feet got lighter. My feet got lighter. My feet got lighter. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. I need somebody out there. I need somebody. Not you, you today. Think back over your life. Think about the things the Lord did. That the Lord did for you. All you got to say is alright. All you got to say is alright. I'm gonna name some things. He put a roof over your head. Clothes on your back. Food on your table. I'm gonna ask you again. Ain't the Lord alright? Never know who got all power. Help me say Jesus. Help me. Call him. Help me. Call him. There's power. Healing. Deliverance in the name. Deliverance in the name. Victory brain. Hold it. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. It's the truth. Sweetest name, it's the sweetest name. He kept talking about Jesus. Bishop told us, he's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer, The reason I know my auntie came down with the COVID-19 virus. No time to get on the phone, no time to get on Facebook. I went down on my knees. I call him. Jesus. Guess what, y'all? God healed her. I said, thank you. Right now.
Somebody tell God yes. For those of you that are not ashamed of Jesus, I want you to do one more thing for me. Let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Jesus. Hey, wait, 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 wait 1 minute. Wait a minute here. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm gonna say something here. Y'all quieten it down. Now you can sit there and look like a knot on a log if you wanna. But I want y'all to know that I came here to have a little joy here tonight. I came here to praise the Lord. And if I were you tonight, I wouldn't let it be said that I waited too long. Cause I want you to know if you didn't come here looking for nothing tonight, then nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But if you came to lift up the name of Jesus, I want you to get up on your feet one more time. Come on. Come on. Get on your feet one more time. Come on. Come on. If you came to lift up the name of Jesus, stand up. Now I want you to do something for me. While you're standing up, look at your neighbor. Come on. Look at your neighbor. Come on. Now catch your neighbor by the hand. Come here, preacher. Come here, reverend. Catch your neighbor by the hand. Come on. Catch him by the hand. Now look him in the eye. Look at him. And say, neighbor, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise Jesus. And if you didn't come to praise him, get out of my way.
Clap your hand like, listen, okay. We're living in the land, last in evil days. Can I get a witness out there? Loving each other. Let me tell you what they're doing. They're doing it in an unnatural way. I wish I had a witness here. But listen, we gotta keep our minds. Our minds stayed on Jesus. Let me tell you why. He's the only one to help us to understand. But listen, in the midst of it all, I want to tell you something. Saints, listen.
See you. To the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly, Bethany United Methodist Church. Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 guest role in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 guest role in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to be delivered. Come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it shall come to pass, in that day saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
Right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Money,
You know, in revival, ooh, Lordy, you know you would get drunk right about here. And somebody would just hit fire. And the old mothers, they would say, you better call a baby. Anybody remember when you first got saved back in the day? They would say, call him by name. Somebody say, Jesus. Come on, say, Jesus. Listen, some country called make me act like hillbillies. I don't know what they do. I just feel like, you know that thing gets, that thing called. Y'all know that type of dance, y'all. Y'all like that new stuff. Y'all like that new stuff. But I come up on this stuff.
Way to go, I feel so alone. Life is so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happens when I pray.
I know I can hear you when I pray.
Oh,
I know I can hear you when I pray. Don't ever do busy for me. Don't ever do busy for me when I pray. I know I can hear you through it.
Y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put him back in his place. Check it out. Anybody feel like me out there? Listen. Sometimes you gotta tell him just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying. Always feeling weak. I take 2 steps forward. You push me 4 steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything. Try to take my family, try to kill my name, keep attacking my body, causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind, playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it.
the name of Jesus, I'm gonna take you right back.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand new.
Won't he
make a way for you. Oh, Lord. The song that I got through singing a few minutes ago. A lot of folk don't believe that there's a place somewhere around God's throne. Well, but I'm telling you, there is a place. And all up for me to preach a little bit. Y'all got to back me up. Y'all got to say yeah. You got to say yeah. Yeah. Tell me they got a fountain over there. Well, that never run dry. Is that right? But I tell you what, I'm going to like about being over there where Jesus is. Oh! No more sickness. Lord have mercy. Well, Tish won't have to worry about getting sick over there. Every day will be a good day. I'll be there waiting for her. Can I get a witness? Over there!
Over there!
They don't have no diabetes.
Over there!
Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Over there!
Over there!
They don't have no cancer.
Over there!
They don't have no high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Over there!
Down in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, Lord.
I talked to a boy that used to play drums for the Swanee Quintet. He had had 9 strokes, but God still kept him here.
Well, well.
And God just say,
not only had he had 9 strokes, but he had had an aneurysm.
Well, well.
But God is still holding him. You know what I told him? Keep on trusting in God. He's good. So I want you to put your hand together when I tell you, oh, I can't
get up as I was.
Yeah, the whole of sanctified. Yeah, wait, so hold your hand up. I need 15 of y'all to come down and line up. I'm gonna count something off. I ain't ready for you to dance yet. Just line up. Line up.
Come on down.
I need five more. From a sanctified church. Don't shout yet. Tell you what all are praising with.
Oh yeah.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. But when I count to three,
yeah,
I want you to get your praise dance on. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dan. Brother Dan. Dan.
Hold on. Let me cut the TV down.
I'm trying to reach... Brother Dan.
Oh, this is...
Okay. Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Hello, Brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Oh, well, Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually get everybody back home.
Okay, okay. Now, this past Sunday, which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the band this Sunday, they are complaining, saying that that the church band was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church band was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh no, not the van that I'm driving. I ain't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up to go to church. Now, where are you getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that. A couple of the members came complaining.
This just happened last week about this pipeline. I want to know who the pipeline is, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past. I done had a history, but I don't do stuff like that, and I wasn't smoking no van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, what elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, well, one of them says, smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a thing appointment.
We're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm going to mess up the name by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking some weed?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing midday, and I ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't going to mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me. What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What, you know what? You know who I think, you know who I think the weed belong to?
Who?
Damn, you just got pranked. Oh, my God. You just got pranked. What is his name? His name is Brother Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
Larry. They call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm going to hit him with the van.
Oh man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, in this moment.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your Spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and our requests of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation. You have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples, but your plan stands firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you have desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh God, provide protection, oh God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorist attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight, international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh, God, and to avert all danger, and that American, anything that will come against all the American people and our properties, Lord God. Guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America, and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you would continually guide our president, that he would understand the importance of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who is hostile towards the nation of Israel. But it's because of the favor we have shown them that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that no official, nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God, and we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy, and that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. Lord God, I pray that there would be no one in the air of our president, God, who would be corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that we come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men will act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America, oh God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, O God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel, O God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence, to him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you know, a lot of times we say, well, I'm not in the house of the Lord. I'm in my own house, or I'm at work, or I'm at this place, or I'm at that place. But wherever we are and we are worshiping the Lord, we're in the Lord's house. We're under his covering. So again, I say, come worship the Lord with me, wherever I happen to be. And you know, I love to sing, and it doesn't sound very good a lot of times when I'm trying to sing. But I get excited about it. My sister used to tell me, why don't you shut up making that noise? And I remind her, I said, well, the Lord told you to come into his presence with singing. I said, but he told me to make a joyful noise. I said, my noise is very joyful. I'm excited. God is a good God. He has brought me from a long ways. He has brought me through danger, seen and unseen. He has brought me to places that I didn't even realize were places until I got in the midst of them. So I get excited when I think about the Lord. And then I get, what is the word I'm looking for? I get depressed when I look and see what's going on over in Israel right now. And in the Middle East, and how people are trying to destroy God's covenant people. But anyway, I tell you what, we it's time now to stop playing church. It's time now to stop playing with God's word. It's time now to just stop and take stock of where we are. Because you see, we might not believe it, but we're coming down now to the end. When I look around and see, when I read the Bible, it's almost like reading the newspaper. And a matter of fact, I have more up-to-date information from reading the Bible than I do reading the newspaper. Because 2,000-and-something years ago, the Bible was able to tell me what was going to happen even now. But the newspaper couldn't tell me last month what was going to happen this month. But I tell you what, it's time not now to stop playing church. It's time now to stop playing marriage. It's time not now to stop saying we are married to people that we are not married to. It's time out now to be, if you're going to be married, be married to the ones that God say that it was okay to be married to. Because you see, people, men, women, people killing babies, people doing this and people doing that, and cousins wearing cousins and all of this stuff. God is not pleased at it. It was his word, not mine. In case you get upset and frustrated, don't get upset and frustrated with me. get upset and frustrated with God because it's his word. I'm just quoting to you what he said in his word. Today we're going to go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs have some very good sayings in it. And I like to read some of those sayings. It tells mothers and sons and daughters and cousins and everybody how to treat each other and ourselves. Yeah, we have to know how to treat ourselves and each other and everybody. So Proverbs is a good place to start for that purpose if you want to know how to treat somebody. Proverbs chapter 22 and starting at verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he that he giveth of his bread to the poor. Hallelujah. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth, Lord, bless the hear of the prayer that it can be received in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless the hearer of the word that it can be received and eaten. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you, we praise you, we love you, God, and we adore you. Then, Lord, those, hallelujah, that's got people that have left this earth to be with you, and those that left this earth that's not with you, Lord, you know what to do. I don't know, and it's not for me to say who's saved and who's not saved. But we glorify you, and we thank you for the time that those people had to spend with us, our loved ones, God. We thank you. Lord, bless the Jonigan family in the passing of Mother Jonigan's husband, Daniel Marshall, and bless his children. All four of his children and his grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus, even as he left the earth. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We're going to talk about the children today. Well, mostly the children. Now, there'll be other things that are thrown in. And we're going to look more or less at verse 6, where it says, train up a child in the way he should go. When it says he, is not just talking about the boys, the girls. He is just can be used for the girl or the boys. It's for the human race. Train up a child, train up a little human in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. Understand that a child is going to act like a child. You can't make little children act like adults. So that's why when he's old, he won't depart from it. See, that's just like you can leave a child in a room and say, well, don't do this. That child is going to do it because they're going to try you every time. And I sit here in my house most of the days, and I look at these cases where people trying to figure out who the baby daddy is. And sometimes it's old folks laying down with other folks. But then again, most times it's teenagers. I heard this teenage couple, they was 15 and 16 years old saying they was having sex in the house all day with their mother, in their mother's house, and the mother allowed it. And then, but there was no problem until there was a baby in the mix of what was going on, and they were having sex without protection. And the lady husband, nobody knows where he was. And but the girl said the boy, when it got to her, well, let's back up a minute. The mothers of the children each were both blaming the other mother for the way the children were behaving. The girl said that this boy was her baby daddy. The boy's mother said, my son is not the baby daddy. But both mothers were allowing the children, they call it sleeping, but take my word for it. If they got a baby, sleeping is not what they were doing. They were not doing what they call sleeping around. They weren't sleeping. They were in the bed together, but take my word for it, they were not asleep. So the mothers decided we gonna blame each other, and we gonna just take our fingers and just point it at each other, and nobody could understand what was going on. But see, just what happened was this young girl loved this boy. Ever since they were small children, they had been together, next door neighbors, ever since they was about 7 and 8 years old. And this boy had gotten hooked up with some people, with some more boys that would kill somebody in the next game. So this boy thought that he would probably get killed at a very young age. So what he did, he wanted the girl to have a baby by him so that he could leave something of himself behind. But the parents didn't understand what was going on. The boy's mama kept blaming the girl. And the girl, but the boy couldn't talk to his mother. Every time he tried to talk to her about getting killed, she would shut him down. She didn't allow him to talk. So he did the next best thing. He went to his friend next door, and he talked to her, and he explained to her that he thought that he wouldn't live long and that he wanted to get a baby by her so that he could leave a part of himself behind. The girl's mother had dreams for her daughter to go to college, either a college professor, a doctor, or a lawyer. But she blamed the boy for her daughter having the baby, getting her daughter pregnant. So a lot of stuff went on. They were busy while they was busy pointing fingers at each other. The two children were still busy having sex with each other. And then after a while, they were both cussing each other out. And how many know that that's not the way to raise your children, to cuss each other out and sit them down and talk to them? I talked to my daughter. I was telling my daughter, honey, look, don't let little boys fumble and feel over you. Don't do it. Don't. I said, listen, you're beautiful. You don't need some little boy to tell you that you're beautiful to know that you're beautiful. You are my daughter, so that means you are automatically beautiful because you are my daughter, and I'm a daughter of the King, who is God. Hallelujah. So you don't have to depend on somebody else to tell you how beautiful you are. Hallelujah. So she graduated high school. Hallelujah. Before, hallelujah, she allowed somebody to fumble and feel over her. And I thank God for being able to sit down and talk to my girls. I talked to my boys because my husband died when both of my boys were 9. One of them was getting ready to turn 10, August, September. 2 months after my husband died, that one of the boys was getting ready to turn 10, and the one of them had just turned 9. So, but I had to teach my boys stuff. But now I know stuff that I didn't even think to teach them. But let me tell you this. Little boys, I need to tell you this. When you got this girlfriend, don't go lay down with her, because let me tell you what's going to happen. If she gets pregnant and then she have a baby and then you sign the birth certificate acknowledging paternity of that baby, it doesn't matter whose baby it is, you're going to be the one to pay for it until that child turns 18, depending on what state it is. In some states, it's 21. So if you sign that birth certificate, you will be the legal father of that child. So if you got you planning on going to school to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer. So you gonna have, unless you got rich parents, you gonna have to put that on hold until you pay for that child. Hallelujah, to be raised up. Hallelujah, until that child is in college. So just think about that for a minute. And young ladies, if you got, hallelujah, any aspirations of going to school to be a nurse or a doctor or whatever, you want to go to school to be an astronaut, one of those high-paying jobs. You might even want to be a truck driver. See, because most people look down on people as truck drivers, but let me tell you what. Those truck drivers make upward of $100,000 a year. So some doctors don't make that. Mm-hmm. So if that's what you plan on doing with your life, honey, button your knees. Because once you got the baby, unless you planning on giving the baby up for adoption, don't do it. And since God's plan for the family is that there be one male and one female in a relationship, and they should be married to each other. That's the way God got it set up. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. We need to understand what God say about stuff, and then we need to follow it down and do it the way God said do it. And perhaps we need to teach our children. Hallelujah. And then the word said, if you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. And some people say, well, ain't nobody going to hit my child. No, you don't beat them down, but the children need to know that when you disobey, when you become totally disobedient, you're not going to listen to anybody. It's going to be painful for you. Sometimes it can be death. Sometimes it's not death. Sometimes you go through some things that's more painful than death. Because, see, once you die, you don't feel anything until the judgment day. But when you take care of a child. Sometimes because somebody, a girl get pregnant, don't mean you won't have a baby. Sometimes, listen, this young lady had 6 babies at one time. See, she had 6 babies. So you think what it'll take to have to work to take care of 6 babies. And think, young ladies, when you trying to take care of 6 babies, you can't breastfeed but 2 of them at one time. And you see, you got to have the right food to eat. So somebody got to have a job to buy the right food to take care, to feed you so that you can feed the babies. Hallelujah. Just so many things that you have to think of. Think about. See, and then people right now, they want to buy Pampers for the baby. So every time they use the Pampers, one time you got to throw them away. But see, in my day and time, they used to use diapers. and my baby had bird's eye diapers. And then when you use them, you wash them, you dry them, and you use them again. You wash them, you dry them, and you use them again. You did that until the baby was out of diapers. You didn't have to keep that on throwing the diapers away and go and buying some more. Hallelujah. But then the one thing my mama used to do for us, and it always took me, because we laugh about it right now. My mama had some of the wettest kisses I can think about. She would pull us up on her lap and give us one of them old wet, juicy kisses. And she would hug us, and she would pray for us. And when we feeling so down and out, and a lot of time we didn't have any food, and my mama would get up and go to somebody's house, one of them white women's houses, and work in there, washing the clothes and ironing and cleaning the house to just get enough food for one meal for her children. Hallelujah. And then come back to the house, and the older children then would cook the food that my mama had brought back home. And like sometimes whatever the white folks had left from supper, like a ham hock, mama would go out there in the garden and get some, maybe some collards, a turnip salad that somebody had given them out of their garden, and then take a ham hock and season that vegetable with it. And then, listen, everybody talking about, you know, when you do the stuff, I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, but my mama would use that ham bone to season it and pull that ham bone out of that meat and rinse it off, put it in the refrigerator, and use that bone again for something to season something else. So we knew how to save way back then. And my mama taught us how to take a little bit of nothing to make something out of it. So we need to learn how to teach our children how to not have babies. Hallelujah. Because the boy, a lot of times, if he's rich and you happen to be poor, he's going to school and he's coming back with his law degree, and you still sitting down there in the 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, hallelujah, trying to take care of the babies, and he going on with his law degree or his doctor's degree or whatever degree his parents could provide for him. But I'm telling you, love the Lord with all your heart. Don't do this just because you don't want to get in a bind. It's because the Lord want you to live at a certain standard. Parents, let the Lord see you live at a certain standard so that your children will understand that that is a certain standard they need to live up to. You can't just live anyway and let your children hear anything come out of your mouth or see you behave a certain way towards your neighbor or toward a friend, or treat each other, a husband and a wife, treat each other a certain way. You can't do it. You can't do it. Hallelujah. You can't do that. You don't treat each other that way. Let your children see. That's how you train your children. Let them see you, wives, treat your husband with honor and with respect. Husbands, let your children, your sons and your daughters, treat your wife with honor, love, and respect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't say, well, you the wife, so you got to cook. No, whoever get home first, let them cook. If they know how, and if they don't, then hallelujah, y'all learn together. Hallelujah. Just love each other. Let your children see you love each other. Like my son used to say, my oldest son, I got children that's older than my wait a minute. I've got grandchildren that's older than my younger set of children because I adopted the younger set of children that I have. But my oldest son used to say, Mama, I like to hear you and Daddy have an argument because I like to watch y'all make up. But sometimes we would pretend we was arguing about something. And then he would grab me and hug me and kiss me, and I would just, just act like I was just so crying and everything. And we would just laugh about it. And I mean, we just had fun in our household. And then my mother-in-law would come, and she didn't take sides with her son just because it was her son. She would take sides with whatever side was deemed to be right. That's the way she was. And my sisters-in-law, they all treated me just like that. And my sisters treated my husband just like that. My sisters adored my husband. Hallelujah. And my brother, he just thinks my brother is the most was the most awesome person he ever seen in his life. So, but that's how we are supposed to raise our children, to see us behave with those kind of attitudes. And because, see, you can get further with an attitude than you can a degree. Because if you got this big degree and don't know how to treat people, nobody's going to want to be around you. When you got to talk to people real ugly and going to pretend that you got all of the sense and nobody else has any but you, and you think you can talk to people any kind of way and they got to like it because you got this piece of paper to hang on the wall, everybody can leave you alone. And even if you start your own business and then you start talking to people any kind of way or treating people any kind of way, see, people can go somewhere else and get another job. See, they don't have to put up with you. So that's the word for today. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for you. And then, by the way, and why are you thinking? Know the whole word. And part of that word says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And now the way that they are treating the people over in Israel, know that they are God's chosen people, and God loves the Israelites. And a lady that's working with me now, my physical therapist, is an Israelite. But she's a Jew, and she's just the sweetest person I've ever seen. And so pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for those people that the folks went over there and killed a whole lot of folks and beheaded their babies and did a whole bunch of stuff. And see, a lot of time people gonna say that Israel is wrong. But there was a time in Scripture where God told Israel to go in there and kill everything, including the babies and everything that was in certain places. And because he knew that when the babies got old, they were going to come back for revenge and try to kill the Israelites. And then there are people that claim that the Holocaust didn't happen. But they're killing the Israelites just because they're Jews. So we got to stop that. And we got to pray for those people. Not just because they're Jews, but know that there are people in all of those nations over there that's not busy trying to kill the Jews. So let's pray for all of them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, look on those people over there in the Middle East, God. Lord, you know what they're doing. You know why they're doing it, God. And Lord, so let your hallelujah, let your presence and your anointing rest on Israel, God, and on all the people that's over there that's trying to live holy and live according to your word. Oh, God, just lift them up right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for your arms of protection. In the name of Jesus, we glorify. Father, remember Reverend Kearney, God, and all that he goes through, Lord. Hallelujah. People hear the smile and the laughter in his voice, but, Lord, they don't see the hurt behind that in his spirit. But, Lord, you know what's there. Then, Lord, remember Reverend Robert E. Ellison, God, in the name of Jesus, and his mother, in the name of Jesus, and all of those people that used to come on the radio that no longer come on, that can, hallelujah, that can talk to your people and give them a hand up in the name of Jesus. Then those that lift your people up in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, remember Sister Pat, John again, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bind up the hurt in her heart over the loss of her husband, God. Lord, we thank you that he did accept you, hallelujah, before he left this earth. We thank you, God, for that. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, and his children, Lord, we lift them all up to you, God. Lord, put your arms around them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless my children, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, let them all remember that you are God. Hallelujah. Without you, there's no other. There's nowhere else to turn. They got to turn to you if they want to be saved, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you, we honor you, and we do praise you. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would.
Yes, God bless you, God bless you. This is Apostle Prophet William Lee. Yes, I'm on my way back to the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly. Bethany United Methodist Church, Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to be delivered. Come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it shall come to pass, in that day said the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there, beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
Come on!
people station.
Bless you, real, real good. I just want to remind you that you need to sometimes live a sermon so you can really preach the sermon. The Lord lets you experience it before you preach it, and He takes you through so He can bring you out. You got to go through something, you got to go through something. He allows you to go through, and as we said, to have a test. Because if you have not had a test, then you don't have a testimony. And I came to tell you that I could have complained. I could have complained about my sickness, could have complained, well, just about everything. About my family, about the church, about my finances. But people that complain all the time never get anywhere. I want to tell you what I've done. I've learned to trust in the Lord. He'll see you through. If He takes you through the valley of the shadow of death, He'll bring you out on the other side. And on the other side is a table prepared for you. But you got to go through. If I don't say anything else, God will. He will. He will. He'll see you through. Let me tell you what He done for me. He brought me through.
Yes, He did.
He brought me through.
Uh-huh.
He brought me through. Praise the Lord. He brought me through.
Oh, yeah.
He brought me through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He'll do it for you.
Listen, Reverend, I want to help you say it.
He brought me out. He brought me out. He brought me out.
Time in the midnight hour. He dried my tears.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
The Lord dried my tears.
You're speaking the sentiment of so many of us.
He dried my tears.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord.
We've been made. Endure for a night.
He dried my tears.
He wiped away all my tears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know He will. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you trust Him, He'll do it for you. Listen, what else did He do for you, Reverend? Tell me.
He gave me joy. He gave me joy.
Yes, He did.
He gave me joy. Praise the Lord. He'll do it for you. Hallelujah.
He'll bring you out. Oh, yeah. I know He will.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I know He'll raise you up. Yes, He will. I know He will. Hallelujah. Somebody help me say.
Hallelujah.
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 Incredible, awesome God.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Won't you tell them for me?
Everybody,
you see,
tell them that.
Right now he sits on the throne. He can see what's going on. Oh, Jesus is alive and well.
about me. gonna run the race.